Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of legal news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
new tax law services available for Dallas residents. Residents and enterprises in Dallas now have access to experienced legal support for IRS or state tax issues with the expansion of J. David Tax Law's services to the region. The firm specializes in tax debt resolution, audit defense, and penalty relief, negotiating with tax authorities to provide significant financial relief for clients. Recent successful cases include resolving a $1.6 million IRS audit adjustment, overturning a $126,000 Texas Comptroller tax assessment, and reducing a $68,000 liability to $5,538. With a strategic, evidence-driven approach, J. David Tax Law aims to assist Dallas taxpayers overwhelmed by tax challenges, offering expert legal support to diminish or eliminate financial obligations. State Roundup: Klaus Meyer bypasses Madigan as she names new Inspector General. Maryland's federal workforce drops. Demolition begins at Pimlico. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier bypassed Kelly Madigan to name Khadija E. Walker as the new Inspector General. Maryland's federal workforce saw a 3,500 job decline in June, the largest in 29 years. Demolition has started at Pimlico Racecourse. Howard and Montgomery counties are cracking down on paid house parties. University of Maryland, College Park, made unapproved purchases. Harford County schools are heading to trial over a social media lawsuit. Former Let Gover Steele doubts Trump's tax cut will help GOP in midterms. Justice Dept and conservative law firm target voter registrations in Maryland. Attorneys defending Baltimore jail reprimanded for citing AI-generated citations. Montgomery County signs a law to give preference to displaced federal workers. Community rallies behind Easton Pastor detained by ICE. Carroll County deputies will start serving ICE warrants on August 1st. Ocean City wind farm battle intensifies with legal challenges. Businessman Tom Creek joins the race for Ward 1 alderman in Annapolis as an independent.
Whistleblower represented by Hoyer Law Group helps recover $8.1 million in False Claims Act settlement. Hoyer Law Group, PLLC, represented Dr. Herbert Remedes in a whistleblower case that led to an $8.1 million settlement under the False Claims Act. The settlement, announced by the Department of Justice, resolved allegations of improper use of federal pandemic relief funds. The case, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia, revealed inaccuracies in certifications submitted under the Treasury Department's Payroll Support Program. The settlement includes over $4 million in restitution, with the whistleblower receiving a statutory share of the recovery. Hoyer Law Group commends the DOJ's Civil Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office for their partnership in achieving this resolution.
Polchinski & Smith Personal Injury Lawyers announces $1,000 scholarship for higher education students. Polchinski & Smith Personal Injury Lawyers has announced the establishment of the Commitment to Justice Scholarship, offering $1,000 to law students dedicated to protecting the rights of injured individuals. Founded on principles of justice and advocacy, the firm aims to support aspiring lawyers who share their values of compassion and integrity. The scholarship is open to students at higher learning institutes or high school seniors planning to attend secondary school. Applicants must demonstrate a commitment to advocating for others and civic responsibility. While preference is given to those pursuing a Juris Doctor in personal injury law, all applicants with a desire to support the rights of others are considered. The scholarship covers tuition and academic fees, requiring a resume, transcript, and a 1,000-word essay on advocacy and community involvement. More details are available on the firm's website.
announcing the Improving Criminal Justice Reform, advocating for the Voiceless Scholarship. Silver Law Firm is offering the Improving Criminal Justice Reform, advocating for the Voiceless Scholarship, providing $2,500 to a student who can write a compelling essay on amplifying unheard voices in the criminal justice system. Applicants must submit essays between 500 and 1,000 words by January 1, 2026, focusing on underserved parties and potential legislative reforms. The selection committee will prioritize essays from justice-involved individuals or those with justice-involved parents. After a three-month selection process, the winner will be contacted and awarded the scholarship. Silver Law Firm aims to support students pursuing academic goals and will announce the winner's name in a blog post and press release.
Labor Lab releases recent details on employers hiring anti-union persuaders. Labor Lab recently released details on employers hiring of anti-union persuaders. Forms LM20 filed with the OLMS showed a trend of companies using persuader services. The Tustin Group in Fairfield, NJ, hired Cummings Group, LLC. American Rock Products in Yakima, WA, hired Labor Consulting Group, LLC after a union election. Alro Steel Corporation in Jackson, MI, hired Labor Management Associates, LLC. Medics Ambulance Service in Hillsboro, OR, hired Davis Grimm Payne and Mara. These filings raise concerns about potential violations of the LMRDA.
The Law Offices of Mark T. Hurt Award Scholarship to UF Sophomore with Holistic Health Vision. The Law Offices of Mark T. Hurt has awarded the 2025 Mark T. Hurt Helping People in Need Scholarship to University of Florida sophomore Miniaris Montanez. Ms. Montanez's goal of becoming a doctor of physical therapy, her commitment to service, and her passion for integrating the arts into holistic health set her apart. Her dedication to advocacy and creating inclusive spaces for creative expression impressed the attorneys. They believe in the power of higher education to create positive change and aim to remove financial barriers for students like Ms. Montanez. The Law Offices of Mark T. Hurt, with CEO Mark T. Hurt at the helm, offer legal assistance in personal injury, workers' compensation, and more. Contact them for more information on their services and scholarship opportunities.
California couple files federal complaint against Hawaiian prosecutor, calls on Trump administration to back law criminalizing prosecutorial lies. Christopher and Aaron Mazzi, a California couple and small business owners, have filed a formal complaint against Assistant U.S. Attorney Greg Yates, accusing him of prosecutorial misconduct in their federal PPP loan case. The Mazzis were prosecuted for a PPP loan obtained during the COVID-19 pandemic and sentenced to prison after what they describe as a politically motivated campaign. Their complaint outlines false statements in court, suppression of evidence, asset seizures before indictment, and coercive plea deal tactics. They are now calling on Congress to pass legislation criminalizing prosecutorial lies to restore public faith in the justice system. Alice Marie Johnson, President Trump's pardon czar, is reviewing their clemency petition and supporting evidence of misconduct, with support from Roger Stone. The Mazzi story could become a focal point in the next wave of justice reform. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.